Where are we?
Just outside Elyria, close to Cleveland.
Isn't there some water near here?
Yeah, Lake Erie. Why?
Find some water, will you? I got an urge.
A what?
Urge. You know what that is, don't you?
I suppose so. I just wasn't aware you still had them. Like some kind of human.
Shut up and indulge me.
Sure thing, Pops. Haven't got anywhere else to be right now. Huh. Not much by way of parking.
That's a neat trick.
Hmm? What is?
Your glasses. They turned into sunglasses.
You know photochromic lenses were invented in the 1960s, right?
Nah. I would have heard about that.
Good grief. You don't get out much, do you?
Not in my sphere of interest. Thank you.
Oh, neat trick. That is adorable. Truly.
Just shut your hole and get me my water, jackass. I need to clear my head.
Anything for the newly discovered human. Or would you call that a zombie?
Not sure this is the way down, Ed.
It is now.
Watch the damn road, you idiot.
There is no road, John. There is no beaten path. The unbeaten path beats us not. For we beat a new path, like men. Like manly, manly men. rocky path leading out. Oh, we'll stop right... Oh. Here. Your water, sir. Don't spend it all in one place.
Thanks, dickhead. You can come with me if you want.
Nah.
Yeah, they don't reckon there's any parking down here, Ed. If I'm any judge.
Physics is my only judge. Besides, I call it creative spatial thinking.
It's gonna cost you.
Fines are just how much it costs to park wherever you want.
Spoken like a true rich asshole.
Thank you. Oh, nice cool breeze on a damn hot day.
Mm.
You don't get cold easily, do you?
Nah. Burn hot most of the time. Cold hands, mostly.
Ah, the fires of spite in your belly keep you warm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, what was the reason for... Huh. Now, I have a couple of options here. I can either steal your clothes and take off, or take the plunge and fuck up my hair. Oh, what the hell.
Why the face, Slick?
Ah.
You're looking more constipated than usual.
I was just lost in thought.
Thinking about your sister?
Sometimes.
I don't blame you. I think about your sister.
John, I don't necessarily want to kill you, but if you point your spooky dick anywhere near my sister, I absolutely will.
Spooky dick, huh? I like that one.
You're welcome.
Such a protective big brother.
When I'm able to be.
What'd you do when she was growing up?
I hit a kid with a socket wrench once.
Oh, really?
When I was about 18, she was 14. The little twerp set himself up outside Zuzu's window with a camera.
Another tetch, huh?
Right? Lecherous little creep. Anyway, I saw him coming a mile off. Thought he was so fucking clever when he was as obvious as a thieving child. So I grabbed one of my father's wrenches and hit him in the back of the head. Didn't care if he lived or died.
Which was it?
Lived.
Pity.
Yeah, probably. I left him under a tree so it looked like he fell, then wrecked the camera, tossed it, and threw the wrench into the lake.
They buy it?
No other possibility was considered. After all, my goodness, who could do such a terrible thing to such a nice young man?
How'd Susan take it?
Didn't blame me for a second, despite seeing me do it. Oh, Zuzu clung to me like she could keep me from the bailiffs herself. Never had someone react that way before. Or since.
Must love you, man.
Yes, I suppose she must. And it... How long have you had that tattoo?
Huh? Oh, that. Forgot it was there.
Must have been during Rush Week when you pledged Alpha Zeta Zeta. How could you forget a tattoo that size?
I wasn't in the right frame of mind at the time.
Uh-huh. Very specific.
I was drunk.
Oh, that tracks. But how did you convince someone to do it while you were drunk? Surely even tattoo artists have some code of ethics.
Yeah, no one says no to me.
Oh, yes, I forgot. You're a cold-blooded criminal. Lock up your daughters and hide your chickens.
Damn right.
Now that makes two urges by my count. Any more than that, and I'll have to check if your pulse has started again.
Shut your face. Race you back?
You're on. Oh, what the hell? I'm way fitter than you, damn it. I mean, look at me. I'm a work of art.
Real Michelangelo's David.
Still got Jervis on the brain there. It's your long limbs is what it is. Your spindly hands reaching out like claws. I mean, look at those hands. Even your fingers are long. Well, longer than mine anyway. Bonier.
Well, I don't want to brag, but...
Shut up. Why did I think I could compete with a goddamn human scarecrow? I never stood a chance.
Not even in hell, sucker. You know, when I was a kid, I used to spend my free time at Moss Lake, back in Calhoun. Swimming, fishing, climbing trees. That was one of the good parts of my childhood. Probably the only good part, come to think of it. Got to be free of my old man for a while. He hated Icky. Used to lock her in closets when I was in school. Scream the place down, scratch and peck up the door, till I found her to let her out. That's where she was. I put her the night he, passed. Didn't help that Icky wasn't fond of him either. Got all the crows round town to dive bomb him whenever he left the house. Clever girl she was. She'd come to the lake with me too, flying alongside or perched on my shoulder. She'd fuss over me, search for worms. She'd keep me company, pass the time with me. I miss her, Ed.
Yeah. Me too.